Hello, neighbor. This is Pastor Christopher Replogle of the Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Gregg, and I am your pastor for the day. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 33 and 34 say, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame." I wonder if we have been diligent to guard the gates of the temple of the Holy Ghost. You see, so many good Christians go wayward by the deception of the enemy. And friend, today I want to encourage you about in guarding those gates. Guard the ear gates, the eye gate. Let's guard the gates of that enter into our being so that we make sure we don't defile ourselves and allow ourselves to be led away. Because the Bible says, "Be not deceived, evil corruptions corrupt good manners." You may be a good person, you may do wonderful things, and but you find yourself like I do so many times, wandering away from the fold because I allowed evil communications to corrupt my good manners. But today I'm particularly interested in your social media, your music, your television habits. Checking your likes, they say, is the new smoke break. More than 75% of teens check their phone hourly, and half say they feel like they're addicted to their devices. Here are some of the things that teenagers have said in some of the surveys that I've come across. One that seemed like the number one was TikTok has me in a chokehold. Here's another. I would 1,000% say I am addicted. Then another, I feel completely aware that it is hijacking my brain, but I can't put it down. This leaves me feeling ashamed. Oh, friend, what a terrible place to be in, to know that our teenagers are in that place. You and I, as Christians, as believers in a holy God who loves us so much, he sent his only begotten son to die on a cross for our sins, raised up from that, conquering sin and paying that penalty over conquering death and sin there in the grave. We have to be both alarmed, but we also need to figure out what can we do to help these young people and ourselves. Well, simply put, we need to guard our gates. Be careful what you let inside. You know, the old Trojan horse illustration, when it gets inside, then all of a sudden the enemy comes out and overtakes from within. We need to be careful about that. The time in the Word is the answer to eliminating the evil communications and allowing God to direct your steps, friends. Psalm 119, verse 11. "Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee." In recent news, New York City declared social media as a health hazard. Friend, a biblical warning is given about comparing ourselves to others, and even the secular world has diagnosed many Americans as having a comparisonitis, an emotional sickness which can't be intellectualized or curbed by the willpower. Sarner wrote this, "No age group or social class is immune from envy." Ethan Cross, professor of psychology at the University of Michigan, wrote, "Envy is being taken to an extreme. We are constantly bombarded by photoshopped lives." Oh, my friend, you and I need to be careful to guard the gates that gain entry into the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are his. It would be good for you and I to be more like David when he said in Psalm 101:3, "I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me." So remember, friend, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. This is Pastor Christopher Replogle from Calvary Bible Baptist Church in Gregg, New York, your pastor for the day.